This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The South Korean and U.S. militaries have begun their biggest joint military exercises in years in apparent protest. North Korea said it conducted submarine-launched cruise missile tests. The launch of Sunday signaled North Korea likely will conduct more weapons testing during the South Korean drills that are to run for 11 days. Last week, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un ordered his troops to be ready to repel its rivals' frantic war preparation moves. South Korean U.S. drills include a computer simulation and several combined field training exercises. The Allies had scaled back such drills in past years to make room for diplomacy and because of the pandemic. Meanwhile, Seoul, South Korea's mayor, in an interview with Reuters, Oh Se-hoon, rekindled the debate over whether South Korea should arm itself with nuclear weapons at a time when the North is racing to perfect its capability to strike the South with tactical nuclear weapons.
네, 북한이 전술 핵무기 소형 경량화에 성공을 해서
Now that North Korea has nearly succeeded in miniaturizing and making lighter tactical nuclear weapons and secured at least dozens of warheads, we've come to a point where it's difficult to convince people of the rationale that we should refrain from developing nuclear weapons and stick to the cause of denuclearization.
이제 더 이상 국민들을 설득하기가 힘든 시점이 왔습니다.
Oh said the Ukraine crisis has only cemented his conviction that the goal of denuclearization on the peninsula has lost its appeal and developing nuclear weapons would be the most effective way to deter against the North. Russia's advance seems to have stalled in Moscow's campaign to capture the eastern Ukrainian city of Bakhmut. That's according to a leading think tank. The Washington